Dozens of people gathered Thursday night outside River Bend, the Nashville prison where the state carried out its first execution in almost a decade. They said they were there to pay respect to Billy Ray Eirich, his victim, and their families. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
As the clock struck 7, the group lit candles, formed a circle, and began a moment of silence. They were disrupted by a small group of people across the fence. A man played AC/DC's Hell's Bells on a speaker. A woman yelled she was glad Eirich was dying. Ashley was there with her 11-year-old niece.
She was molested whenever she was, from the time she was 2 years old to 6 years old, by her daddy. You know, she's here, she's saying, hey, there's people that support what happened to me and support the punishment for, you know, people that do those kind of things.
The woman asked not to be identified by her last name to protect the child's privacy. Father John Boylan is a Franciscan priest. He spent 25 years working with mental health patients in prisons and says he understands that pain can manifest as anger.
The desire for vengeance. That's all the death penalty is. But with time of reflection, came to realize the truthfulness of that old proverb, two wrongs don't make a right.
Boylan said the group was there to honor everyone who loses their life at the hands of men, even Eirich. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.